McPherson Square is in the heart of Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood, but many neighbors often avoid the space because of open drug use and other activity. Earlier this year, the city's Parks and Rec Department began working with community members to make the park safer and cleaner for families who live in the area. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada shares that story.
It's 6 p.m. on a weeknight at McPherson Square. The playground here has a black fence around it and is covered with bright, colorful cutouts of flowers and music notes. It's clean and quiet, but the park hasn't always looked this way.
If you go back to the pandemic, during the time when everyone was staying at home, the park was really, really rough. And the fence wasn't here, and the playground is sort of overrun, and no one felt that it was safe.
That's Brian Belknap. He lives in the area and works at McPherson Library, which is at the center of the park. Over the past few months, he's been part of the effort to make McPherson a more welcoming place for families and children. The playground was a big part of that, since it was often used by adults and covered in needles and drug paraphernalia. Brian says that the fence and decorations have made a big difference.
We haven't really had many problems, which again is just a huge change from where we were. Where really, I think everyone sort of now knows that this is a place for children and sort of respects that. And that's really, honestly, what you need.
Since June, Parks and Rec has partnered with various city agencies, community organizations, and residents to clean up local Kensington parks, provide meals, and offer programming. During the summertime, the city hosted what they call play parks, fun and educational activities 5 days a week. Then they hosted Halloween events and had a fall fest. This work to reclaim public space is the start of a longer strategy to address the concerns of residents. Parks and Rec Commissioner Catherine Ott Lovell says it's working.
So we're definitely seeing, just a resurgence in people using the parks positively. We have seen not just in Kensington, but at parks throughout the city, when you push positive activity in, it helps to push negative activity out. But you have to remain consistent.
Even with all this work, the problems at the park persist, says Commissioner Ott Lovell. There are still real challenges around substance abuse and homelessness. Teresa Grohn, who was born and raised in Kensington and takes her kids to McPherson, says that she appreciates the progress.
The problems are still here. Did it improve a little bit? Yes, it has. Could it improve more? Yes, it could. We just got to have the right support behind us. I just would love to see more of what we've been seeing lately, which is more families, more children.
Teresa works for one of the partner organizations, Impact Services. She promotes the events happening at the park and library. And sometimes it's a hard sell.
When I hand out the flyers, they're like, oh, is that the park over there? And I'm like, no, it's pretty safe. It's amazing what they do. It's great. It'll be a great turnout. Believe me, if you come, you'll enjoy it.
Next weekend, the city is hosting a holiday festival at McPherson Square Park. They're collecting toys and winter clothing for kids. Teresa hopes that people will give what they can.
Hats, gloves, coats, scarves, crafts, baby dolls, Barbie dolls, anything, you know, anything, because that's what we need. We need support behind us so that way we can give these kids Christmas.
The work in Kensington will continue. For now, toys can be dropped off at various municipal buildings, including City Hall. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.